guys. Welcome back to MGM Marketabilities. Today, we're going to talk about a tough one. Something that is going to challenge you if you're a business owner, especially if you're a business owner or if you're trying to start something new. We're going to talk about the three top traits that it takes to be a successful business owner. And if you guys don't know, what is it, you know, like three out of all five businesses fail or something.
A lot of them.
It's a very high percentage is failure to success.
Is this going to be actionable advice that we're giving them?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Take notes. Here's how we're going to lay it out. Angie doesn't know the ones I'm going to throw at her.
Right.
And so she's going to respond with what she thinks about them.
Well, hopefully
And then we can rate all three of them from one to three.
Okay.
On, you know, what's the most important, what's the least important.
Ooh.
But it's going to be pretty hard. I'm telling you this right now.
Okay.
So the first one we're going to talk about is resiliency.
Oh yeah.
How resilient do you need to be to stay successful in the marketplace?
Yeah. Oh, am I answering?
Yeah.
We're not rating them yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me tell you.
No, you need to hear all three.
That is so important because you're going to have your defeats are necessary for you to truly appreciate success. Mm. And just remember that I said that because there will be those sleepless nights. There will be those times when you're doubting yourself. And, you know, you hear this all the time. The difference between people who finish and finish first versus those who finish last are those people who get knocked down, but they get right back up. And they keep going. Yeah. So resiliency is very important. And, you know, learn from issues, learn from mistakes, learn from things that you're going through. And they're not always mistakes. Sometimes you just learn a lesson. We've learned so many over the years. I can't even tell you all the lessons we've learned, but we had to go through them. And sometimes we refer to them as seasons. You just have to go through them to know you never want to go back there.
Yeah. I really like what you said about getting back up it's really about resiliency is how fast you get back up.
Oh yeah.
Like some people they'll get back up, but it takes them a little bit, but
then they're bruised.
The marketplace,
their egos are hurt.
Yeah. The marketplace really rewards people who can bounce back quicker from the failure or from the letdown or from the thing that shouldn't have never happened, right? Like your business partner left someone stole money from you or something, whatever it is. You can dwell on it for as long as you want, but the sooner you get done dwelling on it and just start going again, the sooner you will have success.
You know how you've heard always have a plan B? I'm 54. I have a plan B, C, and D. Truly.
Yeah.
And that's part of resiliency is because you may think you're correcting something only to find it wasn't it was a false correction.
Mm.
Was it the best correction?
What do you mean? Wait, hold on. What do you mean by that?
When something happens, right? And you think, okay, well, that was just because of a bad decision.
Oh.
And then you make another decision that turns out to be kind of a bad decision.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, and it's going to happen that way for you. You're not always going to be able to correct it on the first try. That's why we say have a plan B, C, and D, you know, if plan A doesn't work out. But don't be frustrated because again, each of those times, whether, like you said, whether it's a business partner, whether it's somebody steals from you or you lose something or you lose a big client or whatever it is, that happened for a reason.
Yeah.
It really did. Mm-hmm. And it may not present itself and you may not fully understand it for years, but it happens for a reason.
It does. It does. And you know what's really funny is, so I have a short story about this, is this year I was in talks with a personal client of mine to do some mixing and we talked about him sending me a song per week.
Wow.
And so for me, that was going to be
you were going to leave growing media.
Great monthly income just from this one client. Like, and I had never had that before for my own personal business.
Sure.
You know, for growing media, we have, you know,
retainer clients.
Yeah, we have several retainer clients. And so, which is amazing. But for me, it's like, it doesn't happen like that in the audio industry.
Right.
Usually it's like you do a full album, you do a few songs here and there.
Sure.
And then you're done for 6 to 8 months with that person until they write and record more and whatever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But for this guy, he was like, no, I want to send you stuff weekly. And we were on board. It was for a church and we got the pastor's approval and everything. And then the week we were supposed to start, ghosted me.
Stop.
Completely ghosted me.
And you changed your whole business model and philosophy.
I was so ready. I actually dropped a couple of things preemptively, gave them to a friend because I was like, hey, these are things that I've been doing and I enjoy doing them, but I don't love it.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, you would be better suited for this and it would give you some income. And so I learned that lesson the hard way. Wow. Don't drop something until it's
don't
actually
count those eggs.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's funny that I bring this up because he literally texted me this week, like yesterday.
Was his deal?
He had an issue at the hospital. So, okay. Which is a good reason, but then it didn't last that long. Like it didn't last months long.
Uh-huh.
The second he said he just got busy and all this other stuff.
That's a red flag. But it's still a red flag.
Well,
communication.
Yeah. It was pretty bad. And I told him that. And so he said, hopefully in the next few weeks we can get started working together, but I'm not putting any energy into it this time.
Not till you have the download or whatever it is that you're going to receive.
No, not until the first invoice is half paid.
Oh, okay.
Cause I always require half up front for everything that I do with people I don't know very well.
Yeah.
Anyways, resiliency is the first one we talk about.
Important.
Okay. Now you ready
right
for
now,
number two?
I have it at number one. Yeah.
Number two?
Yeah.
Adaptability.
Stop. See, that one is really heady though, if you think about it, because adaptability is even, it's unforeseen.
Well, yeah. So you need to talk about this because you started in the news, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where TV ads were the biggest thing.
Oh, yeah.
And now we're in 2026. TV ads are the least thing that you need to worry about unless you're putting it in the MLB playoffs or the Super Bowl or the NBA finals or whatever, you know, something like that.
True.
So, I mean, you've had to adapt more than anybody.
I have. And you know, it's scary but exciting at the same time. I mean, back to what we talked about on the last podcast, if you didn't listen, you know, go back and listen to that. We just talked about how there's people who will share with you things that they've gone through. And in this day and age, I have made it a point by design to surround myself with people my age, some maybe a little older than me, and younger. Mm. Younger, because that adaptability sometimes comes with understanding of things that you really don't even care about, or you don't really want to have a huge space in your mind for. You'd rather just say, can you help me with this?
Yeah.
You know, because I know that you understand it better than I do. So maybe adaptability also comes along with compatibility with those that you can work with.
Yeah.
But again, you know, back to the whole resiliency and can you stay the course together and is it a good decision? But I think that to be, to adapt, you also have to surround yourself with people who can help you anticipate.
Yeah.
And then tackle or handle in some way that maybe you aren't fully equipped to handle.
Well, and I just think like, especially like in the industry that we're in, it's technology is moving so fast.
So fast.
At a rate.
Disgustingly fast.
We can't like consciously even keep up with it at the moment.
No.
And so you just have to be ready to pivot at any moment to the new thing.
You do.
Which is very uncomfortable.
Yeah, because in our industry, in marketing and advertising, we have people who are running really successful companies doing a great job employing hundreds of, if not thousands of people, and they look to you and say, this is your job. You figure out what we need to be doing. And I can't believe I'm going to share this, but you know, you already let the cat out of the bag. Back in the day, you know, we wanted to buy commercials and we wanted to buy prime time, and it was so expensive.
Yeah.
To market your business now, it's more affordable than ever.
More affordable, and you can reach so many people.
Yes, and it's targeted.
Directly.
Yeah. Like you tell us, in this day and age, you tell us your customer who you want. And this is applicable in any industry you're in.
Yeah.
Who are you targeting? Who do you want as your customer base? We can go get them. We can see them.
Yeah.
You can see them. We can show them to you, you know, even down to the household income, your address, how far out you want to target.
If you're a brick and mortar, we can show them when they walk through your door.
Yes. Foot traffic conversions.
Yeah.
How many times they called you?
It's crazy.
Crazy.
It's crazy.
And for a fraction of what it used to be.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, even in the audio industry, it's been, you know, adapting to the sound that people are liking now.
Mm-hmm.
That's been really hard for a lot of people was, you know, there was a way that certain genres sounded 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And now it's completely different.
Yes.
And so it's like keeping up with that and like, what do people want?
Yeah.
You know, it sucks. It sucks sometimes.
Yeah.
It does.
Well, back to your field and your point about music and the industries and the genres, if you will. There was a popular, one of those competition shows on television. And I happened to walk by, my husband loves it. But it was a woman who you guys have probably seen her. She's on every talk show now, the string cheese mom or whatever, who wrote the song. Oh, I mean, she took this audience to church. It was a, I mean, she was witnessing, testifying, singing, whatever you want to call it. And when it all was said and done, they said they felt like it was a rock ministry type, rock Christian, you know, music. And it was because it's just unlike anything you've heard. And like you said, you just got to be prepared for anything. But those are also the standouts.
Yeah.
So at the same time you're adapting, don't be afraid to be unique and step out and kind of do things, original. Yeah. So that's something to think about too.
Yeah. 100%.
Don't always adapt. Do it your own way, man. Get off that path.
But I think that's part of adaptation.
It
is adapting to a new culture and trying to spark something new in the culture.
Absolutely. Man. The trailblazers. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah.
All right. You ready for number three?
Okay. So I have them now. One and two. Yeah. Adaptability is two. Okay.
Resilience, adaptability. Uh-huh. Number three is discipline.
Oh, wow. Okay. So many things come to mind with that. Discipline. Yeah. You know, I don't know. When I say things like discipline, it's hard work. It's just every day expecting something from yourself before you expect anything from anyone else. And you hold them to that same level of accountability, which is impossible.
Yeah, it is.
It's impossible.
And the thing about discipline too is, especially when it comes to being a business owner, you have to do the same things that you normally do whenever you're in a great mood. You have to do them in a bad mood.
Right, right.
Like
you don't call in sick.
Yeah, no one cares.
No, they don't.
They don't care.
They really don't. Like,
that's the epitome of discipline is like whenever you're disciplined, you're consistent.
Yeah.
And the marketplace rewards consistency.
Yeah.
And we've seen that. We've seen that so many times on people who don't want to do paid ads, but they just want to post. They still get customers, like a lot of customers, and they still grow their business just out of consistency, not out of spending, you know, tens of thousands of dollars on marketing, just out of being consistent.
Right.
And it takes discipline. And I've said it on several episodes of the podcast when I do the ones by myself, where it's all when you're marketing your company, it's all about consistency.
Yeah.
If you're in front of people all the time and whenever they need someone like you, whether you're a plumber or whether you sell bougie couches, like whatever it is, you're going to be the first person they think of because you've been in front of their face consistently over to 12 months or whatever.
Because I don't need that bougie couch today, but the day that I do need it, I need to think of one name.
Yeah, exactly. Or I don't need that plumber today. I don't have any plumbing issues. But then whenever disaster strikes, who am I going to call?
Yeah. And it is, it's consistency. It's being dedicated to the cause and not wavering.
Yeah.
And I can tell you I don't know. I mean, I'm sure I did it when I was still in the news business, but I got out of that in 2009. I mean, we've been doing this a minute. I have never, ever had a response to an email. I'm out of the country. I'm on vacation. I don't do that.
Yeah.
I don't tell people that I'm going on vacation. You know, I'm still dedicated to the job. I'm still dedicated to my responsibilities. There's never a time that I say I'm on vacation or with loved ones. Now, I think the only time in the decades that we've been doing this, if there's a family emergency, if there's, loss of life or something like that, that I know that I will be unplugged and need to be unplugged for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But the day-to-day stuff that I get a lot that really just infuriates me, you know, it's like, come on. I mean, how many times have you gotten that response where they're like, well, I'm going to be out of the country. It's going to be, I'm like, BS, buy the package and get the international calling or what? Come on.
Yeah.
You can be reached.
Yeah.
Unless you're going way remote, you know, and they don't have a tower there.
But they have
very few places.
They probably have internet.
Yeah, exactly. Satellite. Hello. Yeah. Hello.
Which you can still get emails.
Right. Exactly. So right, I don't know.
All right, Angie, let's rank.
All right. I think the way you presented them.
Really?
No, I'm going to switch. So resiliency, I like, is number one.
Okay.
I think dedication.
Discipline.
Discipline.
Yeah.
And dedication. Two.
Okay. And then adaptability.
Maybe number three. Because, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I would go discipline first.
Maybe.
Then resiliency. Yeah. And then adaptability.
That's a very good order.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I feel like.
Because I'm anticipating something going wrong if I've got it one, number one.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. which isn't the worst thing because, I mean, it's all about your mental toughness a lot of the time. And if you, but like what you said earlier, you don't really get that until you've been through it a couple times.
Yeah.
And what's interesting though, is after you've been through it a couple of times, the next time it happens, you're like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Like we'll just
I'm
move
good
on.
With that. Yeah. I'm fine. We're going to be fine, you know? And it also, all of that, everything that you just outlined is mindset.
Yeah.
You know, and we talked about it on the last podcast. Sometimes you get your mind right because you've equipped yourself with knowledge-based learning. You're calling on other people. You're reading books. You're looking at the trailblazers. You know, you're kind of figuring out how they did things. So everything isn't a surprise. So everything doesn't have to be such a grueling journey and such a learning, you know, curve or whatever. There's so much information out there. We shouldn't be repeating the same mistakes. And we should be leveling up.
Yeah.
Leveling up every single time.
Yep.
You know, because if you're constantly, what is it? You're doing the same things over and over and you're not really getting the outcome that you want, but you're not changing that course at all. That is called insanity, my friend. So yeah, sometimes you got to adapt, be resilient. And what's the first one? What was the other one?
Be disciplined.
Disciplined. Yes. Okay.
All right. Thank you guys for checking out the podcast.
Yes.
This is MGM Marketabilities Podcast.
Produced by Growing Media. I like your hat, by the way. Thanks. And your shirt.
I know, right?
Jeez. Who's buying your wardrobe?
You are.
I know. But see, that's why he never wears the stuff unless we have a shoot. He's like, I don't like it. I mean, you need to come up with something cooler. So I agree. If you own a company and you design apparel and stuff, reach out because we need your help. No doubt. GrowingMediaMarketing.com. All right, guys. See ya.
See ya.
Bye-bye.